games, but you know, it's important for us all as a team to chip in. And yeah, I'm more pleased really with the start that we had, considering the circumstances of the last couple of games. So I think that the start was important, and yeah, I'm happy to get a goal really.
I mean, with your height, you're always going to be a threat from set pieces, and you just got yourself in the right place for Carl's ball in.
Yeah, I need to. I want to get a couple more really with my head. I want to be vital in both boxes. That's something that me and the gaffer spoke about previously as well. So it's nice that it come off today.
Do you feel you don't score enough goals?
Yeah, I actually do. I think that obviously I've had a stint out on the right, and I've had a couple of chances as well, but. As long as the team's scoring goals and we're winning games, that's the most important thing. Personally, it's nice to score, but if other people are scoring and I can be part of that, then that's brilliant, really.
I mean, that's 9 different goal scorers now in the team, and that must be good in itself. As you said, everybody's chipping in.
Yeah, it's massively important. You know, you can't really rely on one person to score goals, but I've said it before, we've got players that single-handedly can change games on their own, really. Like, Morgs, for example, the other week, it was just superb. And I think that we've got a lot of players of that calibre, and especially, you know, Downsy and Pars at the back as well, that they always pop up with a few goals as well, and we look dangerous from set pieces and things like that. So yes, it's going well.
And the second goal, it was a nice move, wasn't it, the set piece?
The gaffer will be absolutely buzzing with that, man. I just add, we do every day before a game. He likes to be very organised, and we do our set pieces, and he has to have it spot on. And he's from pre-season. He introduced this weasel, and I don't really want to say too much about it, but yeah, it paid off tonight, and I know for a fact he'll be absolutely elated with that, because obviously it was his idea. So yeah, he'll be happy.
That's what it's called, the weasel.
Well, I think we're gonna have to change it now.
Bit of momentum coming now. I mean, that's 4 home wins in a row.
Yeah, I think over the course of the season, for what everyone wants to do, consistency is going to be vital for us. After the Altrincham game, I think that you can tell what a good bunch that we've got. We were all kind of beat up after that game, and we were so disappointed that, you know, the gaffer come in and Tim with the stats, and we sat down, we analysed it, and we felt even worse after the game, after we've analysed it, because, you know, the stats just proved that we should have won that game. And I think we were really determined after that to push on. We knew that we needed to get results in order to hit that 20 target that the gaffer set. So that's always been in our minds, and I'm just really happy that we've got, what is it, 21 now. So we're on the task, but it's going to be a big game Saturday, and then obviously we've got the Forest Green one to look forward to, but one step at a time. And I think that tonight, I was only saying a couple of days ago, it'd be nice to, you know, start well and be like 1 or 2 nil up and have like a, not an easy game, but instead of leaving it last minute like we have been doing. So yeah, we're progressing as a group, we're progressing as individuals, we're a very close-knit bunch, and yeah, it's going well at the moment. So
in some ways, is the way that you did start and the fact that you did get on the front foot and get that first goal, is that possibly the most satisfying thing about tonight?
Yeah, I think that that was really important. It was really important on Saturday. We said to ourselves that the start's going to be vital, and we ended up conceding a penalty after 1-2 minutes. So that was really frustrating. But tonight there was a real emphasis on starting the game right, and luckily we did that, and we were quite clinical with our finishing and stuff. So I think that overall tonight it's another one that we can put to bed and rub off the ball. But let's go again Saturday, and hopefully another 3 points pending, really.
Oh, it's the perfect way to go into Saturday, isn't it? You've had these 2 home wins. You can't get any better than that, really.
Yeah, to be fair, around the place all the time, we're there's so much positivity. We've got some great characters that are full with energy every single day, and you know, it's hammered into us what a good bunch that we are. And I think that going forward, that we've got confidence that even when things, you know, it's a marathon, not a sprint, and things ain't always going to go right for us, but when they're not going right for us, I think that we've got the right characters, and we've got, you know, the right man in charge that's going to give us a kick up the backside if we need it. But at the same time, he brings confidence to the team.
Well, I think you've shown that, haven't you, with the Altrincham defeat, and then the way that you have come back. Barrow, Wrexham, Dover, Chester, you know, all those games you've been behind, and you've come back and got something out of them.
Yeah, and also I think that I've said it before, when there is a bit of pressure put on the team that we need a result for to keep on track with our points, we've come up trumps. And again, I can only say that says a lot about the bunch of boys that we've got. Just honest lads, really.
Finally, for me, these next two games, Woking, Forest Green, I mean, really is a real chance to put yourselves right up in the middle. I mean, you're third at the moment, I know, but you can really cut the gap on Forest Green and really get them up there.
Yeah, it'll be nice. Obviously, first of all, let's go to Woking and do the business there, and then everyone can enjoy the Forest Green game. But yeah, I think the main emphasis is to stick to the points tally that the gaffer's setting. It doesn't matter how or when we get them points in the batches of 10, as long as we get the points that he wants and what he feels that we're going to need, then you can't really ask any more and everyone will be happy. So I think that there's a long-term picture, and I think that as long as we be honest in our performances and be honest as individuals, I think that there's no reason why we shouldn't have the confidence to push on.
So what is it now? 40 points from 20 games, is that next? Is that the next long-term target?
I guess so. You know, the gaff, he hasn't actually stated what the next target is. It's one game at a time, and he was just mega keen on the 3 points tonight to get us to the 21. So, you know, we'll analyse the game, we'll have him in our ear holes, and we'll go again. And, yeah, we'll be aiming towards them points that he gives us.
Great, thanks.